and had it. Arriving at the clubhouse the next morning, Roy headed for his locker. He opened the door and found his new uniform knotted up, dripping wet, on a hook. The boys let out a bellow of laughter. Bump just about doubled up, howling. Roy then realized the bassoon case was missing. It startled him that he hadn't thought of it before. "Who's got it, boys?" But no one answered. Roy saw that Bump had broken open the case and was about to attack Wonder Boy with a hacksaw. "Lay off that, you goon." Bump turned and stepped back with the bat raised. Roy grabbed it and with a quick twist tore it out of his sweaty hands, turning him around as he did and booting him hard with his knee. Bump grunted and swung, but Roy ducked. Bump was sweaty and sore.
"You're a lousy sport, Alfalfa."
"I don't like the scummy tricks you play on people you've asked for a favor," Roy said.
"I hear you had a swell time, Wonder Boy."
"What's going on in there?"
Pop's shrill blast came from inside the locker room.
"You're all out, men. On the double."
The players scurried past Pop and through the tunnel. I felt better. Dizzy hustled up a makeshift rig for Roy. He dressed and polished his bat, a little sorry he'd lost his temper, because he'd wanted to speak quietly to the guy and find out whether he was expecting the redhead in his room last night. The field was overrun with droopy players. Half a dozen were bunched near the gate of the cage, waiting to be pitched to by Al Fowler, whom Pop had ordered to throw batting practice for not bearing down in the clutches yesterday. Some of the men were at the sidelines, throwing catch. No one seemed to be thoroughly awake, but when Roy went into the batting cage, they came to life and observed him. Fowler, a southpaw, was in a nasty mood. When Roy came up with Wonder Boy, he pitched the ball at Roy's head. Roy hit the dirt.
Pop shrieked, "Ah, cut that out, you blasted fool!"
Fowler wanted to make Roy look silly and burn the next one in. Roy swung and the ball sailed over the right field fence. Red-faced, Fowler tried a hard, sharp-breaking curve. Roy caught it at the end of his bat and pulled it into the left field stands. "Well, try this one, Grandpa." Fowler flung a stiff wrist knuckler that hung in the air without spin before it took a sudden dip. But Roy scooped it up with a stick and lifted it 20 rows up into the center field stands. Pop called out,
"Let me see that bat, son."
Both he and Red examined it.
"Oh, where'd you get it?" Pop asked.
Roy said he'd made it himself.
"Well, did you brand this name Wonder Boy on it?"